moving up a notch now to song number 25 on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Five guys from New Haven, Connecticut, called The Five Satins.
First of all,
the Isle by the Five Satins. Song number 25 on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown, and the song In the Still of the Night was their first and probably more widely recognized because of the movie American Graffiti. The year 1957 was the second of two phenomenal years for Elvis Presley. Elvis had four number one songs in 1957. Here's one of them. It's just dropped off the top 40. All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Hey, hey, I'm all shook up.
All Shook Up was number one for 8 weeks. It was the number one song of the year 1957. Boy, I tell you, when you look at all these tunes that Elvis had on the charts here, all these number one records, Elvis was on the charts at the number one spot for 24 weeks out of the 52 weeks in the year 1957. From Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Oh yeah, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers and Goody Goody. 57 was a goody goody year for Milwaukee Braves fans. I was a very young fan following the Hank Aaron, the National League's most valuable player that year, and Warren Spahn, the Cy Young Award winner, and the Braves beat the Yankees 4-3 in the World Series, and Milwaukee drew 2 million fans at the ballpark that year. And Rick Nelson had his first single out at this time in the year 1957. A little earlier, you heard the flip side, Fats Domino's I'm Walking. Now, A Teenager's Romance. Ricky Nelson on WWTC.
That goes on and on.
That's kind of a short one, huh, for Rick Nelson. And I'll tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to bring on one of the craziest songs ever recorded next here on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. And speaking of horsing around, I think that's what these guys must have been doing when they stepped into the studio in 1956 to record the original Flying Saucer. Now, this is Flying Saucer Part 2 in 1957. Yes, it's on the chart. Let me see where it is here. It's number 23. It's Buchanan and Goodman's Flying Saucer Part 2. These guys ought to be arrested.
We interrupt this supersonic program to bring you this message. Our flying saucers have reached Earth. Stay tuned for immediate development.
See you later, alligator.
Flying Saucer Part 2, Buchanan and Goodman. When they put out the first Flying Saucer in 1956, they were sued left and right by everybody and his brother for using those bits and pieces of songs. I don't think the artists minded them using the songs as much as not getting compensated for it. And so they went through all kinds of messy court battles and finally ended up settling out of court. And today, Dickie Goodman is still making those crazy songs about the energy crisis, and he did a thing with Nixon and so on. Now, there was a song out about this time in 1957 that was an answer to the Flying Saucer. This is called The Answer to the Flying Saucer. It's Sid Lawrence and Friends.
At this very moment, somewhere in outer space, the first Earth ship is landing on Mars.
Look there.
Look there.
Look there.
This is Joan Cameron, downtown Mars. Thousands of Martians have come out to greet the first Earth ship.
Incredible. That's I think I got those two turned around, to tell you the truth. I think I played the answer to the flying saucer first, Sid Lawrence and Friends, and the second one was Flying Saucer Part 2. The Singing Rage, Patty Page. I know you'll remember this one, Old Cape Cod.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air,
from Claremore, Oklahoma, that's Clara Ann Fowler, Patty Page. And you know how she got her name, Patty Page? Well, one day the lead singer, the staff singer, the featured singer at a radio station in Tulsa got laryngitis, and Patty had to fill in. And she ended up changing her name to the last name of the company that sponsored the program. The Page Milk Company sponsored that program, so she changed it to Patty Page. Old Cape Cod was number 22. It got as high as number 7. J. Crocker, the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown continues on WWTC with Rockabilly Greats together, Gene Vincent and Eddie Cochran. That's White Lightning by Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent. And I guess you probably know the story on Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent. They were on their way to the airport, I guess, in 1960, when they had an automobile crash. Eddie Cochran was killed, Gene Vincent was injured, and Gene Vincent was really never the same afterwards. That song called White Lightning, one of the few times you'll hear Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent together. BJ's Pick Hit of the Week. On August 29th, 1957, Chuck Willis and C.C. Rider. That's VJ's Pick Hit of the Week for August 29th, 1957. Chuck Willis and C.C. Rider did eventually become his first big hit. Song number 21 on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown is the second hit for Johnny Mathis. It's Not For Me to Say. This song's dedicated to Joyce.
It's not for me to say you love me.
And that one's for Joyce, a good mom. And that is my one dedication on today's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. The second hit for Johnny Mathis there, and his greatest hits album still holds the Billboard chart record for being on the charts the longest. Johnny Mathis, It's Not For Me to Say, number 21 this week on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. We're featuring Rockabilly 1957, the first hit for Jack Scott. Baby, She's Gone. WWTC saluting Rockabilly, 1957. That's Jack Scott's first, and Baby, She's Gone. Tell you what we're going to do now is take another step up. Take another step up to 1957.
You love me pieces, baby. Squeeze me till I'm crazy.
Jill Corey.
The way you used to do.
Number 20.
You know that my love is growing stronger. I want to be your slave. Pieces.
Jill Corey and Love Me to Pieces. She was on a big television show. And if you can tell me the name of that television show, 338-1280, you will win an 8-pack of Coca-Cola. Jill Corey performed on a television show with another lady by the name of Giselle McKenzie. And if you can tell me the name of that show at 338-1280, you get an 8-pack of Coca-Cola from WWTC. We have Greg Larson on the phone from Bloomington. And Greg, the show that Jill Corey and Giselle McKenzie was on was what?
It was Your Hit Parade.
Hey, you've got an 8-pack of Coca-Cola.
Sounds good.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we're moving up another notch now in our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Little big band here at song number 19. It's Jimmy Dorsey's So Rare. Jimmy Dorsey and So Rare. I wonder who really was the biggest, Jimmy Dorsey or Tommy Dorsey? I don't know. Maybe that's a tough question to ask, huh? Maybe it's a dumb question. They both did so much great music. So Rare, number 19 this week on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. We got a call here. Maybe this person here has an opinion. Whoop, hello, you're on TC. Are you there, sir? No, guess not. I thought maybe somebody had an opinion here on who was bigger, Jimmy or Tommy Dorsey. At any rate, you're going to have to get your ukulele out here for song number 18 by Tony Bennett, In the Middle of an Island. That's Tony Bennett's In the Middle of an Island. I just got off the phone here with a TC listener who called to say that Jimmy was bigger than Tommy Dorsey. He was 10 pounds heavier. I just love you, TC listeners. You have such great senses of humor. Song number 17.
And now the perfect dusk of twilight time.
Billy Ward. Hoagie Carmichael classic, Stardust, Billy Ward and the Dominoes. The Dominoes, one of the highly respected groups of the 50s with lead singers like Clyde McFatter, who went on to form the Drifters, and Jackie Wilson, who, of course, had a fabulous solo career. And you just heard Stardust, number 16, on this week's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. We're saluting rockabilly, the rockabilly artists of 1957, like Johnny Horton. WTC, the station that loves the honky-tonk. Honky-tonk hardwood floor there by Johnny Horton, one of the great rockabilly tunes of 1957. And we're back now on our top 40 with song number 16, Billy Williams, and I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
Billy Williams, his only big hit, and I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. Let me back up a bit here for you if you're keeping track. So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey was 19. 18, In the Middle of an Island by Tony Bennett. 17 was Billy Ward in the Dominoes, Stardust. And you just heard number 16, Billy Williams, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. Song number 15 is coming right up on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. This is a real cute story. Some girls who attended PS 109 High School in New York City. Five girls, and they had a crush on their high school principal. As a matter of fact, they did this song. They wrote this song about their high school principal just as a gag. These girls, 12 to 14 years old, ended up with a national hit. Here are the Bobettes and Mr. Lee. High school girls from New York City and a song about their principal, Mr. Lee. Those are the Bobettes. And song number 15 this week in our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. This man started out as the valet to Lloyd Price and eventually got a recording contract of his own. This was his first hit, Larry Williams and Short Fat Fanny. Number 14. Short Fat Fanny, the first hit for Larry Williams. And we're moving along to song number 13. Whispering Bells, the Dell Vikings. Former top 10, that's number 13, Whispering Bells by the Dell Vikings. Big legal battle over the name of that group. The lead singer was underage when they signed the contract. And so he found a way to wiggle out of the contract and went out and started his own Dell Vikings. And there were actually two Dell Vikings songs and two Dell Viking groups. Song number 12 is from Don Rondo, White Silver Sands. Rondo and White Silver Sands. Bill Black's combo would have a hit with that down the road in a couple of years. That was song number 12. Up a notch to number 11. Pat Boone writes Love Letters in the Sand. This song was number one for 5 weeks and eventually was on the charts for 34 weeks. It's song number 11 on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
On a day like today.
Boone with three songs in our top 40 this week. His favorite song and probably his biggest hit, Love Letters in the Sand.